This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog visited the Russian-held Zaporizhia nuclear power station in southeastern Ukraine on Wednesday as part of efforts to avert the risk of an atomic accident.
It is very, very important that we agree on the fundamental principle that a nuclear power plant should not be attacked.
Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, went to Europe's largest nuclear power plant to review the situation there. Grossi wanted to assess safety and security and press on with efforts to broker a deal to protect the plant. A senior Russian diplomat says Moscow will no longer inform the U.S. about its missile tests following the conflict in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In remarks carried by Russian news agencies, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says Moscow has halted all information exchanges with Washington. President Vladimir Putin had, last month, suspended the New START treaty, charging that Russia can't accept U.S. inspections of its nuclear sites under the agreement at a time when Washington and its NATO allies have openly declared Russia's defeat in Ukraine as their goal. The foreign ministry had initially said Moscow would keep notifying the U.S., but Ryabkov's statement reflects a change of course. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis has a respiratory infection and will need to spend a few days in hospital for treatment, the Vatican said in a statement on Wednesday. The statement said the 86-year-old pontiff had complained of breathing difficulties in recent days. It added that tests showed he did not have COVID-19. The statement came hours after the Pope was unexpectedly taken to a hospital for tests. Follow us on